Oh, this is great. Come on, Leprechaun.
H-A-P-P-Y-N-E-W-Year. H-A-P-P-Y-N-E-W-Year.
We made it, you guys, to a new year.
And to a new season of the podcast.
Ishvan, do you have a blockbuster season premiere planned for today?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, I mean, I can't be the only one out there who is pooped from the holidays and yet another crazy year.
Well, I guess I could probably use a nap.
Alright, so how about we stay in our PJs, we play with our new toys, eat leftovers, and ease into 2025.
Okay, I got a lot of new toys.
And I'm always hungry!
Well then, Alex the computer, will you please start today's show?
Welcome, listeners, to Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast. Today's show starts in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Another podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast, Ishvan's Imaginary Podcast.
Woo! Welcome, one and all, to the podcast and a brand new year. And you know what I wish you guys?
What?
That this was like a call-in show so I could hear how everybody's holidays were.
Oh, wait, we can pretend. Alex, make Leprechaun sound like he's on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it sounds okay. Good. Great idea.
Ishvan, we have a call from Seamus in Wrigleyville. Hello, Seamus. How was your holiday?
Oh, hi, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Well, to be honest, my holiday was subpar.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened?
Well, for starters, no one got me anything I asked for. Again. Mm-hmm. And call me old-fashioned, but it just isn't Christmas without snow.
Oh, yeah. It seems like it never snows on Christmas anymore.
Well, you know why that is. Aliens. They're flying around with their cloaking technology, and they're altering our weather patterns.
Okay, thank you, Seamus.
Oh, they're also digging up me garden. Their spaceships run on carrots.
All right, maybe it's better that it's not a call-in show. How was your guys' holiday? What did you get?
Mine was great. We had all the food that I like, and I got lots of cool stuff. Like, one of my best things is an electric scooter, but I can't use it until summer.
Oh, yeah. And I got water ski rope and rollerblades, so he can pull me. We're gonna do stunts.
Stunts? Stunts like what?
Oh, like set up a ramp, and then I'll jump over stuff like milk cartons or piles of leaves. Whatever. I'm a daredevil. No fear in the new year. Oh, and I got a drone.
A drone? Who got you that?
I did. Alex, some editorial music, please. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's never too early or too late to realize you need to spoil yourself every once in a while. Add a little or big something to your shopping cart just for you. And that's another terrific tip towards happiness from your friend, the Leprechaun.
Hey, that's cool that you got a drone. What are you gonna do with it?
Watch me gold!
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, Ishvan, what did you get for Christmas? Those sweatpants?
Haha, as a matter of fact, yes. Yes, I did.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah, very cool.
They are, actually. Well, warm, because they're fleece-lined. And laugh all you want. You know, when you grow up, gifts are a little bit different. And not as flashy as drones and electric scooters. Although, I did get Legos.
Oh, nice. Are they Star Wars?
Yes, they are. New ones for the builds we've been telling everyone about.
Guys, if you didn't see the video, go to Ishvan's Instagram, @IamIshvan, to see the special delivery he got during Christmas and some of the cool Lego sets we'll be featuring.
Yeah, I found a place that has most of the missing parts I need to complete all the different sets I'm going to build. I love time-lapse videos of any kind, and I thought these would be great to show off in that way for you guys. I hope you guys like that stuff too. I've got one done, and as soon as it's edited, the ball will be rolling.
So, be sure to subscribe to Ishvan's YouTube channel, youtube.com/imaginarykidsongs.
Yes, and check out my website, ishvansongs.com as well, where videos you won't be able to see on YouTube will be found exclusively. Alex, some quick storytelling music, please. On New Year's Eve, I was invited to play part in the wonderful DuPage Children's Museum's Bubble Bash.
Bubble Bash? What's that? An event where you get to smash bubbles with a big mallet? Why was I not invited?
No, nothing like that. That was just the name of their very fun New Year's Eve celebration. Now, As I was setting up, I met a nice dad whose little girl was named Quinn, was curiously climbing like all over my stuff, like all my gear, like a little monkey. He apologized and I assured him it was all right. And he said Quinn was obsessed with guitars. And I told him I was making little guitar lesson videos that she might really like and learn from. And I pointed him, of course, to my website. So it's safe to say we're going to be sharing a lot of cool videos that I am really looking forward to and excited about sharing of all kinds this year.
Wow, you're a real regular Mark Twain. Thank you for that wonderful story. Now, how about you play a song so Toby and I can prepare the first You Can't Make This Up segment of the year?
All right, Seamus, sarcasm, but good idea. Okay, guys, this time of year, here in the Midwest at least, it can be kind of a bummer and gloomy. So how about we bring a little summer to January? Alex, can you please play my song, Sunshine?
Yes, here is Sunshine. From Ishvan's album Evie the Queen of the Insects.
Sun on my face makes me feel alive. The sun on my face is so nice. The sun on my face makes me squint my eyes. Sun on my face, it's alright. Yeah, sunshine. Do anything, stay as long as you like. Sunshine. I wish every day could be this nice. Oh, sunshine. Do anything, stay as long as you like. Sunshine. You make me feel good, oh, every time. Sun makes a space. Opens up the sky. Sun leaves no trace of the night. The sun helps me chase the blues goodbye. And nothing can replace you and I. Yeah, sunshine. Do anything, stay as long as you like. Sunshine. I wish every day could be this nice. Oh, sunshine. Do anything, stay as long as you like. Sunshine. You make me feel good, oh, every time.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Guys, it's a brand new year, and that means brand new crazy behavior from people all around the world.
And there are only two reporters brave enough to tackle these stories.
So buckle up for 2025's first installment of
You Can't Make This Up!
Don't be alarmed, guys, because our first story involves mysterious googly eyes appearing on public art.
Portland, Oregon residents have been delighted as googly eyes have been popping up on sculptures all around the city.
They have shared photos on their social media, including googly eyes placed on a sculpture of two deer and another attached to a large sphere.
Yes, spheres and deers.
Yes, it's not yet known who's responsible for the googlies.
The city said, while the googly eyes might give you a chuckle, it costs money to remove them with care and not damage the art.
The Facebook post received hundreds of comments, mainly users saying they liked the eyes. Quote, "Me daughter and I went past the Flaming Chicken today and shared the biggest laugh." Another user said, "We love the googly eyes. This town is getting to be too stiff. Let's have fun."
I like that attitude, Leprechaun. You know, if you don't like the googlies, you can always look the other way.
Now here's a story near and dear to me heart. Stuntman stops electric fans with his tongue to earn world record.
Okay, Leprechaun, maybe don't do this story.
An Indian stuntman earned the Guinness World Record by stopping 57 electric fans in 1 minute using his tongue.
Kranthi Kumar Panacara, aka the Drill Man, took on the challenge on the set of Italian TV series Lo Show De Record in Milan.
The Daredevil's other Guinness World Records include most nails inserted into nose with a hammer in 1 minute.
Kids, please do not try this, please.
And heaviest vehicle pulled by a swallowed sword.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, but do not try that either.
Wow, that guy can do just about anything in under a minute.
That's for certain. Consider me a fan.
And finally, we head down to where else but Florida, where a dog, missing for 9 days, returned home and ringed the doorbell.
Yes, a Florida family's dog, returned for the holidays, alerted its presence by ringing the bell at 2:30 in the morning.
Green Cove Springs resident Brooke Comer said her family's 4-year-old German Shepherd Athena went missing on December 15th, and the neighborhood rallied to try and find her.
Comer said Athena brought herself home in what she described as a Christmas miracle. She came pawing at the door and ringing the bell.
Comer shared her doorbell camera footage showing Athena jumping at the bell on her hind legs. All right, I'm gonna talk like I think this lady sounds. Okay, like I was excited, but I tried not to wake up the kids. But the kids woke up anyway from all the excitement.
It's like, hey, Mar, Greek named German Shepherd's home.
Comer then said Athena seemed happy to be home.
Wow, thank the stars they found her.
Yeah, it must have been a rough couple of days. Back to you, Ishvan.
Thanks, you guys, for kicking off the new year and new season with, as we all know, Keanu Reeves' favorite segment.
You're welcome, Ishvan, and you're welcome, Keanu.
Yeah, put us in your next movie as evil genius bad guys.
Yeah, I'd go see that. All right, I think that does it. First show of the year and our first show of our fifth season.
Oh, yeah, fist bump.
Thanks, you guys, for listening. In the new year, we're going to try in as entertaining a fashion as we can to keep you informed about concerts, other appearances, and video clips.
And the podcast.
Yes, of course. And all the other stuff we think you'll like.
And we cordially ask you to simply share anything you like with your friends and family to help us reach far beyond the rainbow.
Yes, it means a lot when you share stuff or like something or comment on posts. And why not start with this episode? Grab the link, post it on your Facebook page.
Hey, let's ask the drill man to post it like 1 million times in 1 minute. Then we'll be famous.
In Milan, Italy.
Yes. Okay, get to work, you guys. And be sure to meet us right back here in 2 weeks' time for the next episode of the podcast. But until then, I am Ishvan.
I'm Toby.
I'm Alex the computer.
And I'm the leprechaun.
Goodbye. It's only gonna be for a little while. Goodbye. Until we play again and make a bunch of new friends. Goodbye. You're invited too, so could you give us a smile? Goodbye. Now keep that all in mind. And